saw a burning bush, which was nothing. Riley, Moses, have a slice of pizza. Just one slice. Pepperoni on that one. Okay. He saw a burning bush, which is nothing new in a very, 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 very hot, dry desert. Bushes would suddenly combust all the time because of the heat and other things. But what was strange is as he was shepherding, he was a shepherd for 40 years looking after his sheep. And so he saw a lot of burning bushes. But as he watched, he thought, that bush has been burning for quite a while and it hasn't burnt up yet. I'll go and have a look. And do you know what happened when he went closer and had a look? Weishi and Riley, you've already had some pizza. Okay. God's, yes, indeed.
Yes.
Right, so, yeah, God spoke to him. And I've got some pictures up here, okay? And I'll give you a slice of pizza. If you can tell me about this picture and what you can see. Okay, like daughter, like mother. All right. Okay, let's see the first picture, because sometimes you have to have a double take to actually see what actually is going on. So should be the first picture. Hopefully. There we go. What's going on? Lily, have you had one yet?
Yes.
Okay. Ooh. All right, whoa. Are we speeding ahead a little bit? Okay, what do you see? All right, Lily, what do you see in that picture? Are we going back?
The statue holding someone's head.
Yeah. Is that what actually is happening?
No.
No. But in first thing, you think, ooh, and then you look a bit closer. There you go, have a piece of pizza.
Oh.
Two. All right. Hayden, you got your hand up. What do you see? A seagull. It looks like a seagull, doesn't it? There you go. All right. Should we see another one? Oh, was that it?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that was it. I think we missed some, unless... Oh, you got them all. Oh, okay. You got them all. Great. Okay. Right, where are we going now? Okay. Now, somewhere in the church, I've lost my sheep. I've lost my sheep, but... I've got a bit of a strange flock, because some look a bit like sheep and some don't actually look like sheep. So could you find my strange sheep, please? Young people, if you can find, go and look around the church, just around this room. Yep, there's more than just one each. There's 18. Lynn, is there 18? Okay, when you found one, bring it to the front, leave it at the front, and then go and find some more, please. We need to find 18. There we go, put that there. Okay, we've got four so far. Five, six. Okay, that's it. Good looking. Please find my lost sheep. You got it? Oh, yes. Thank you.
Goose.
All right. Yeah, if you ask Hayden, that's a pigeon. Whoa, thank you. Whoa, thank you. What's that, Hayden?
Cow.
Whoa, thank you. Brilliant. Thank you very much. Have we got all 18, have we? Do you want to count them? Nope, more. Have we got them all? You got one? There are more sweeties, yes. Stay motivated. Is there 19? Woo! We've 19, we found 19. Is that a good number, 18, 19? Okay. Right, choose your... For what? For having fun. You get rewarded for having fun. Shouldn't just having fun? Okay. Maybe a bit later. Choose your favourite one, please. Choose your favourite one, and you can go and sit down. You can keep it, by the way. So choose the one you want to take home. Have you got one? You got a goose? You can have two. You can have two. Yeah, okay, you have two. Oh, you got that one. Okay. Fads, if you want to come down, you can have one too. Have one for now, and then maybe at the end you can have another one. What would you like, Teddy? Do you want to pick one? Okay. That's good. You want the cow? So, many times in the Old Testament, God referred to himself as a shepherd, someone who takes care, looks after, protects, guides, rounds up, leads on, feeds, waters, all those sorts of things. God described himself as like a shepherd, someone who cares for the people, someone who looks after them, guides them. But what happened in the New Testament? Who appeared and actually said, "I am the good shepherd"? Who was it? Jesus. I can't all give you a bit of pizza. Actually, Hayden had the last bit of pizza. Jesus came along and said, "I am the good shepherd." As well as Moses, who was a shepherd, there was another well-known shepherd in the Bible, and he wrote a lot of worship songs and poems. Who was that? David, King David was a shepherd and then became the king. And David wrote some amazing things that actually spoke about Jesus, even though he didn't know yet that Jesus was going to come. Hundreds of years before, he wrote about Jesus. And there's a psalm. Whoa. Go back one. Okay, there's a psalm. Right. Sorry, parents, but I'm giving one at a time, not the whole bag. Okay. Now, can anyone volunteer when it comes up the first PowerPoint screen, the words, and this is the Psalm 23, which is called the Shepherd's Psalm. Riley, I saw your hand up first. Okay. Read it first, please.
The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd. Thank you. Next. Oh, man. Next, why is she? Oh, just shout it out, please. Shout out the next slide. So the Lord is my shepherd. He takes care of all my needs. Lily? Next one. He lets me rest in green meadows. Next. Who's next? Okay. Next.
He leads me beside peaceful streams.
Whoa, what's that say?
strength.
Well done, thank you. He renews my strength. Ooh. Aidan, do you want to have a go at one? Help by mummy and daddy? Okay. This is a long one. We'll do one word at a time, shall we? Yeah. He leads me on the good paths for his glory. Thank you. Well done, Aidan. Any more? Ooh. Are we repeating people? Okay, not for a sweet though. All right. Shout out, Riley.
Even when the path seems dark.
Even when the path seems dark. Lily. Oh. Thank you. It is a lot to read. Oh, little one.
Chloe.
Okay, why is she? Thank you. Okay, everyone together. You anoint my head with oil. Yep, next one. My cup overflows with your blessings. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Good job you knew that off by heart. I don't think you can. Okay. That psalm, all those amazing things about goodness, mercy, anointing your head, protecting you, giving you streams and water and things like that, rest. That describes Jesus, the Good Shepherd, and how he came as God to be your shepherd. And you know what? Life can be quite difficult, can't it? It can be very amazing and wonderful too, but we can have hard times. And we need a shepherd who knows what he's doing. We need someone who loves us and knows our future, knows the best place for us to go. And God said, I've given him the name and the power above every other name. So we've got a good shepherd who is powerful and almighty more than anything or anyone else. Isn't that good to know? That our shepherd loves and cares for us like that. And there is nothing as mighty and as wonderful as him. So, young people, table at the back there. There's some crafts to do, or mainly drawing, puzzles, colouring and things like that. But if you want to join in with the worship, please stay in your seats and we'll worship. But if not, kids, there's a table at the back for you and we're going to have a time of worship now. Trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. And he will make your path straight. Whoa. Quick notices. If you've got a sheet, you'll know that there's no evening service tonight, but there is tea at Sid and Doreen's. 5 o'clock all right with you? Is it all right? 5 p.m. Sid and Doreen's. And they live on a farmstead in the middle of nowhere. So they basically say, head up Well Hill and then find the balloons and turn left. Okay? So through Chelsfield Village and keep going as if you're going towards Ainsford. Is that the way? Lullingston, that's the one. Lullingston. Go up Well Hill and turn... Sorry, go up Pump Lane, is that something? And into...
Don't go to Pump Lane.
Basically, go up Well Hill and turn left at the balloons. And you've got a bit of an unmade road, and The ancient farm is at the end of that road. Alan, would you like to come up and give us an update about Chad, please?
There we go, use this one. I wanted to give you a quick update on Chad to let you know that we've been collecting this year for a missionary project in Chad with the BMS, helping a maternity hospital. We, in the first quarter of the year, collected near enough £500, which wasn't bad going. We've now had the second quarter and a bit more, including the auction. And in this second quarter, we've collected with the auction and with some stuff out there on the in the fair share in the lobby there, £2,000 and a tiny bit. So well done, all of you. Thank you very much for that. I wanted to let you know that. Thanks again to Jeanette and Simon and all the others who were involved in the auction. Before I disappear, I've got one little extra little bit. One or two things were moved during and after the auction, and I wanted to mention them in case anyone here knows anything about them. Could you come and see me? Someone moved them for safety or whatever. But there was a guitar case that was going to go in the auction. It disappeared just before the auction. And since the auction, two paintings which somebody bought have also been moved. So if you happen to know anything about that, please could you come and see me later? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other notices? Any notices? Okay. Where are we? For those of you whose back pockets are bulging, we will be taking the offering in a bit. I haven't forgotten. Okay, young people, would you like to come back and bring your animals, please? And we're going to take care of them this morning. Yeah. Okay, you got your animals? Right. Thank you. If you want to sit down on there, because we're going to... Well, no. Hayden, if you want to sit with your animal, that would be good. You can sit in your seats as well, but just come back from the table and have your... That's it. Whoa, look at your animals. Let me tell you about sheep. Okay? Let me tell you about sheep. Anyone here scared of flies? No? Not scared of flies? Anyone? You are, my sheep. You're scared of flies. Okay, well, you've got something. And David as well. No, you're okay with flies. They're a bit annoying, aren't they? But you've got something in common with sheep. Because sheep don't like flies either. And many sheep are scared of flies. And that is because, especially during the summer, there's a particular kind of fly called a nasal fly. A nose fly. And do you know what nose flies do? Can you imagine what nose flies do? Yeah, they go up your nose and they lay their eggs. Not your nose, by the way, sorry, sheep's noses. Okay, they lay their eggs in the sheep's nose. Can you imagine how irritating that must be? Can you imagine not being able to pick your nose? It is sad, isn't it? But what's worse is that these flies start to go inwards. So can you imagine how painful and... Oh. So no wonder these flies start to... the sheep start to panic when they see flies. Because they know from experience they do not want these flies. So they start to panic. Have you ever panicked over something? Yeah, you know what it's like to feel suddenly scared. It might be something big that's making you scared. It might be something small. But in that moment, you can't help yourself. But be panicked. But do you know what the shepherd does, especially in Jesus' times? Do you know what the shepherd did to help his sheep not panic and not be scared of flies. What he did was, he anointed, have we got a picture up there? He anointed his sheep's head with oil. Now, in the oil was a mixture of oil and sulfur, which was quite smelly, and tar, which is quite sticky. So what he'd do was he'd put this oil, this special oil, on the sheep's head and round their nose area. And the flies do not like this special oil. So would you like to put some oil on your animal, on the head? Not too much, otherwise you'll get a really oily finger. What does your oil smell like? It smells really nice, doesn't it? I don't think the oil that the shepherd would put. Hayden, did you want to put some oil on your sheep's head? No? Or your cow's head? Okay. No, you want some? You want a little bit? Just put your little finger in there. No?
Ah.
So, yes, that's what the shepherd would do. Yeah, I'll do a bit of mine. Ready? Put the oil on his head. Do you want that, Teddy? Don't throw my sheep. You threw it. Oh, okay. So, apparently, when the shepherd puts this stinky oil on the sheep's head, they immediately calm down. They immediately, suddenly, become peaceful because they know that the flies aren't going to trouble them anymore. And Jesus, being our good shepherd, doesn't want us to panic. He doesn't want to see things in the distance and for us to and start running around, worried, anxious. Hiya. Would you like to have an animal? There we go. We're talking about sheep and a shepherd. Okay. What sort of things in your life are a bit like the flies to the sheep? What sort of things that are quite small sometimes, but you see them coming and you start to get a bit twitchy, get a bit nervous, get a bit anxious? Are you going to give me some answers, are you? What sort of things?
Spiders.
Okay. You hate spiders? Yeah. Tests. Yeah, tests. Anyone agree with spiders and tests? Yeah? Especially beforehand. Afterhand, not so bad maybe. But before, just the thought. And those are the sorts of things that make us worried and fearful. In the Bible, now this is a hard question, so you might or may not get this right. Okay, in the Bible, often when oil is used, it represents someone. Who is the someone that the oil represents when they poured oil on people's foreheads? Or you're going to have a guess. Would you like to guess? Any ideas who it represents? No? Good try. Yes? God? Yes. But, as we know, God is three, isn't he? Which one of God, in the relationship between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, does the oil represent? Yes. Jesus. Okay, we're narrowing it down. Yes. Holy Spirit. Okay, good work. Between us, we got it right. And what Jesus wants to do is actually, by his Holy Spirit, the psalm says that he anoints our head with oil. He puts the Holy Spirit on us. And the Holy Spirit is the one that can actually calm us down. Just a bit like the oil calms the sheep down. Actually, when we get to be fearful, if we come to Jesus and tell him why we're worried, what's scaring us, Jesus is able, by his Holy Spirit, to start to calm you down. To start to speak to you about the reality of what you're worrying about. How big is a spider? Okay. Well, If you're looking at that spider thinking, it's that big, if you went to Jesus and said, Jesus, I'm really scared of spiders, I'm sure the Holy Spirit would actually say to you, actually, it's not that big, is it? And in this country, none of the spiders can hurt us. So, Jesus, or can they? Well, so Jesus wants, by his Spirit, to actually heal us of those annoying, irritating things that actually get us to worry and panic. But we can't do that unless we actually come to Jesus. Okay. Next. All right. Next. You're right, Teddy. Oh, sweeties. Okay. Right. Okay, I have some sweeties. You're right. Where's... What did I do with my oil? Oh, thank you. Right. Very quickly, as well as flies, sheep suffer from a problem that begins with S. S-C-A-B. Scab. Doesn't sound very nice, does it? Scab. Also caused by tiny little parasites. And that really itches and it causes problems. And it happens when they touch each other. They rub each other and things like that with their heads. And it spreads. And it causes them to be sick and start to be itchy and frustrated. Now, in the Bible, God describes sin as something that causes us to be irritated and sick. And we suffer because of it. But Jesus comes along, and do you know what Jesus did? Because he died for our sins. Do you know what happens to our sins? They disappear. When we, what do we have to say? What do we need to say to Jesus for our sins to disappear? Sorry. Thank you. And sorry. And do you know what he does with the Holy Spirit? Just like, do you want to anoint your... Because the shepherd puts some special oil on his sheep's head. Do you want to put some more oil on the sheep's head? There we go. Oh, yeah, actually, that's it. Good. Okay, careful of your clothes. Okay. Actually, these days, the shepherds don't anoint their sheep with oil and special spices. They do dip them in a big trough of water with special pesticides and things like that. They dunk them. They go for a swim and then out the other side and run off. And Jesus, when we come to him, as well as putting on the oil to stop us and calm us down and stop us being worried and things, he actually uses the Holy Spirit to forgive us and cleanse us and make us clean. So whenever we do wrong, what should we do instead of walking around infected with sin? Say sorry. And will he forgive you every time? Absolutely. Okay. Right, guys, I've got a job for you before we close. Oh, yeah. Let's do teams, okay? Team of three, team of two. Would you like to walk around this side and see if anyone wants to put any money in there? Would you help as well? Would you walk round? That's it. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. You want to dip yours? You got a monkey. Is that a monkey?
No.
It's a dog.
You didn't bring any monkeys, except for me.
Yeah. Where we go? Dog dipped. Dog dipped. Well, I forgot to say something in the notices, and that is John and Sandra Platts. You might notice they're not here today. They're making New Life Christian. No, is it New Life Church now? Is it not New Life Christian Center? New Life Church, Biggin Hill, their home church from now on. Not that they've fallen out with the Green. They still love the Green. They love you. They spent many happy years here, but they have been wondering for a while. We're getting on a bit. And should we find somewhere closer to home to worship? They live in Biggin Hill. And also, John's been sharing his faith with the neighbours, and they're getting to the point now where John says, thank you. He feels that it's his neighbours would perhaps start coming along to church with them. So they went and checked out New Life Church in Biggin Hill the other Sunday, and they were sitting there, and someone who didn't know them walked up to them, started praying for them, and then prophesying many things that they were actually asking God about, just a bit like your testimony, Wendy. And they thought, ah, we think God is speaking into our situation, and we think God wants us now to come to New Life Church. So, and John being John, he didn't want to make a fuss at all, so he didn't tell anyone until after the service last Sunday, and said, oh, by the way, to a few people, that was our last Sunday. So we can pray for them. Unfortunately, we can't invite them up to the front unless they come back for a visit and pray them out and bless them as they go to their new home. However, we do have a new home card. So I'll leave that with our secretary, Sir Bob. And if you want to sign that after the service, you can. Sorry, my hands are very, very oily. Oh, please, thank you. Okay. Very quickly, before we close, there's one other thing that a shepherd does with oil for the sheep. He anoints their head to protect them and cure them from the irritations and calm them down. He anoints their head again to cure scab and infections, and we get forgiven by Jesus and his Holy Spirit. And then thirdly, all sheep get injured sometimes, especially in the autumn when it's mating season or baby-making season for the sheep. And a lot of the sheep, especially the male rams, if you've got a ram, I think that's a ram with its horns, they get quite aggressive. And they butt heads. And they injure each other, especially when they're looking at a lady sheep and going, eh, I want you, babe. Yeah. So there are all sorts of injuries going on. Have you ever butted heads with someone? Have you ever been injured by behavior and things like that, whether it's physically injured or emotionally hurt, wounded? Plus the sheep get lost. They get their foot stuck in a fence or cut on a rock or something. So we all get injured and upset and hurt. And Jesus, our good shepherd, wants us to come to him and be healed of those wounds as well. And just like the psalm says, he anoints our head with oil. The Holy Spirit also, as well as calming us and forgiving us, also brings healing to us. But can you imagine an angry sheep wandering around, getting angry, fighting? Can you imagine the shepherd calming them down? What would he have to do to that angry, worried, frustrated, panicking sheep? Put his hand on his head and actually get it to be still. Can you imagine the shepherd trying to get his oil and flicking it because the sheep's going... he couldn't do it, could he? The Bible says that we need to be still and know that he is God. So if we want the Holy Spirit to begin to heal us of our wounds, we need to be still and allow Jesus, our shepherd, to put that oil of the Holy Spirit on us. So, thank you very much, shepherds, farmers. Would you hand one of these to, just one, to each of our shepherd farmers, please? Yeah. The Bible says that we all, like sheep, have gone astray, but we have returned to the shepherd and the overseer or the caretaker of our souls. So when we're still and let Jesus anoint our head with his Holy Spirit, when we're still and allow Jesus to calm us and talk to us about our fears, he can heal our soul and take care of our lives. Okay, guys, thank you very much. You can go back to seats once you've had a sweep. Guys, you a guy? Yeah. Done? Would you like one? You can take the rest and take them back. Are you with mummy? Do you want to take them back? Yeah, that's it. Okay, that's fine. All right. One of the campsites we used to go to in France, we camped near the toilets, which is a good thing and a bad thing. It's a good thing because you're near the toilets. It's a bad thing because doors bang and whatnot during the night. And there was one door that was really creaky. And at night you could hear it creaking, so I went out and bought some oil. And I oiled the hinges of this door and thought, great. Went back, and then about 5 minutes later, but during the day, after a few people had used it, it was silent. So sometimes when we come to Jesus and say, Jesus, please help me with this, we have to trust that his oil is working our lives, even if it's not instant. If we allow the work of the Holy Spirit to work in us, sometimes it's instant, sometimes it takes a little while to soak in, to do that really wonderful deep work that he needs to do. Because sometimes you've got a few creaky things, not just one. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are our good shepherd, that you care for your flock, that what qualifies us to hear your voice is your being your sheep. Help us, Lord Jesus, to remember when we see the flies, the irritating things that make us panic, help us, rather than panic, to come to you, to be still and know that you are God. Help us to yield to your amazing work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, spirit, soul, and body. Amen.